Coaches, entrepreneurs, high performers, and all those who are striving to make a positive impact on your community, welcome to Elevate. I'm your coach, Colin Mason, and my mission is to help you feel more in control. Expect to see massive growth in your mindset. Expect to see a difference in your energy levels, and expect to discover how to create and maintain positive momentum. This podcast is designed to deliver action-packed strategies to help you systematically produce results that align with your ultimate vision. I can't wait to get started. Let's go. What is going on? Welcome back to Elevate. This is your host, Colin Mason, episode 181. I recently attended a pretty much a full day event by Taylor Welch, who, is a big time investor in real estate, in crypto assets, in his businesses. He runs, he's a CEO, he's an operator of three businesses. Just a really, really smart guy is what I'm trying to communicate here. Look him up, Taylor Welch, he's a cool guy. And I recently attended his passive income empire webinar / event. I gotta sneeze. Excuse me. And it was fascinating. I'm actually gonna get a couple of his frameworks out in front of me so that I'm not gonna teach it to you necessarily, but I'm going to explain some of the lessons that I've learned from it, because I think it's crucial to expand your mind in different ways. And I think what happens, or how to make that happen, is to get exposed to things you have no idea what they're saying. Okay. When I first saw the event, and I hopped on the event, in the first 10 minutes, he said, there's going to be some concepts. There are going to be some words throughout this presentation and throughout this event that you aren't going to not know. And he said, that's great, because that's learning. And he said it in such a way that was so simple, yet so profound, because I think that's true. I think we get turned off with and we get frustrated when we don't know certain things, and we expect ourselves to know things. We expect ourselves to understand everything that we are being taught or that we're hearing. And it can get extremely frustrating when we are not in total alignment with what is being discussed, and we can shame ourselves and feel guilty for not being up to speed and understanding completely. And so we said, what I want you to do is I want you to have a separate piece of paper after, you know, write one piece of paper on all the concepts and everything that we're learning, put it on that piece of paper, and then have a separate piece of paper of words and concepts that I mentioned that you have no idea what I'm saying. And if you don't know, after this event, go to Google, search it, and learn it. And again, he said it in such a way that I was like, that is so obvious. Duh. Like, if you don't know a word, if you don't know a concept, do some research on it. It's okay. Because, and he was just like, that's learning. That's learning. And as big time investors, as big time market movers, people who are in this space, there's going to be some things that they come across and that you come across and that I come across that I just have no idea. I'm learning about crypto assets right now, and there is a ton of terminology that as I'm listening to these podcasts or these videos or as the, you know, these things, I'm like, what are they talking about here? I have no idea. It sounds fascinating, but I have no idea. Let me write it down on my, I have an iPad. Let me write it down on the sheet, and I'm going to look it up later, and I'm going to figure it out. And I think it is a, it's just something I wanted to talk about today, because I think sometimes we can get so frustrated. We can get just so upset with ourselves that we don't fully understand and that we feel like we should understand. We feel like we should have it all figured out, that we should know exactly what we need to know. And it's just not the case. So I wanted to give you permission. I wanted to give you some reassurance that there are going to be things you come across and you just don't fully understand. Right now, taxes. I don't understand completely taxes. It's so frustrating to me when I sit down and try to figure it out and make sure that I'm planning it the right way. And am I following all the rules? Am I putting away enough of the income to make sure I'm covered with the tax? I just don't fully understand it. But what I've done today for an hour and a half, is I've just researched high level, or not high level, but just big overview tax stuff so I can start to understand the tax system in the United States. And understanding that things are complicated, inherently complicated, and the more complicated it gets, the higher barrier of entry there's going to be. And so I'm big into crypto assets right now. I'm big into real estate investing right now. I'm actually investing in crypto assets. I'm not currently investing in real estate, but my big term vision, my 10-year vision, is I'm heavily invested in both of those asset classes. And so what can I do today? What can I do this week or this month that's going to set me up for that success in those two areas? And what Taylor was talking about in his event, it was awesome, was have a theory. If you're an investor and you want to invest in something, have a theory about it and execute based upon that theory. Don't just execute it based on FOMO, or don't execute on it based on things you may have heard. Have a theory. Have a theory. And so he said it very plainly, and I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel because it was brilliant. But crypto assets are going to change the world. It's going to change the way business is operated. It's going to change the way we communicate and we deal with money on a global business. And the theory on real estate is that people are going to want to stay inside. People are going to want to live somewhere. And so the theory of those two is that they are great long-term investments. And so I'm like, okay, great. I agree. Like, my theory, those two things. So I'm going to spend my time, my energy, and my resources, my financial resources, to invest in those asset classes. And as I'm doing this research for crypto assets and real estate, there's a ton that I don't know. And there's this great curve, and I forget what it's called. Kruger's curve or something like that. You got to look it up. I'll figure it out. But it's this curve of the more we start to learn, the more we recognize how much we don't know. When we first start off, we think we know everything, right? When we first start researching, we're like, oh yeah, like I know this stuff. I understand this. This is so easy. But then we get into the nuts and bolts, and we get into the nitty gritty of these actual concepts that we're learning about. And we're like, whoa, I actually know nothing about this. And it can get really upsetting and frustrating, and just, and most people give up. Most people throw their hands up and say, this is too complicated. I just don't understand this. But if we were to commit to learning, commit to Googling these different concepts and terms, you'll start to realize that you start to become a master in these different areas. And there's that great book, what's it called? Is it Outliers? I think it's Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, about the 10,000 rule. Practice something, master something, work at it, learn it, study it, implement it, take action on it. You do that for 10,000 hours and you start to become a master. You start to master that thing. And so for me and you today, it's boils down to this. It's very, very simple. It's just what actions can I take? What can I start to study? What can I start to learn? What can I start to do that's aligning with that learning curve? That's aligning with the theory that I have. What do I want to study? What do I want to learn about? Where do I want to be? What's the vision? Figuring that out and then reverse engineering your action, your learning schedule to align with it. For me right now, it's real estate and crypto assets. It's multifamily home, real estate investing, and crypto assets. Ethereum, Cardano, Chainlink, Bitcoin, Polkadot. Understanding these different assets and studying it and really getting into the nitty gritty and trying to figure out how can I master my knowledge in these areas so that in 10 years, as I continue to execute on this, I become a master. And so for you, what is that thing you want to become a master in? What is that thing that you want to study and learn about and become a master in? Let's start reverse engineering our learning schedules and let's start figuring out ways to become more proficient in those areas. I hope this makes sense. Hope this makes sense. I probably talked about a lot of things that you've never heard about. Chainlink, Polkadot, Bitcoin, what the heck is all these things? What is multifamily real estate investing? I don't know. Let me Google it. Let me search it. Let me figure it out. And so if I were to have a conversation with you right now and I say, hey, what are you passionate about? What are you learning about? What's the thing that lights you up? I want you to I want you to start to become a master at that. Start to take action and start to learn about those different things. It's fun. It gets to be a lot of fun when you're moving towards something. And I think I'm going to go off on a tangent now because this is not what I want to talk about. But this concept of getting pulled by the vision rather than getting pushed by your goals or getting pushed by other things is so crucial in terms of a way to operate your life. Getting pulled by the vision is what I'm talking about here. Meaning that the vision drives your decisions. The vision that you have drives your excitement and your learning about different things. The vision pulls you to get out of bed. It excites you. And so if we have that disconnect with our vision, see, again, just to bring it back, my vision is the real estate investing in crypto assets in terms of a financial future. That's my vision. And so for you, what's your vision? Are you clear on your vision? And if you're not clear on the vision, it gets really hard to remain motivated to learn through things that are tricky or complex or that are you just don't know. So to wrap this all up, get clear on the vision, start to figure out what it is that you want to move towards. And once you're clear on that, it doesn't need to be 100%, but once you're clear in the vision that you have for yourself and the theories that you have, then start to plan out your learning schedule and your execution schedule based upon it and start getting to work. I'll talk to you soon. Much love.